This is GQDN for Wednesday, January 10th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Maybe that new cup that they have. And the rest of your stuff. Go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest as the promo code. And then you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Yep, that's all of you. And by stackup.org, great community. Today, we talk about Marvel Snap, maybe some Hearthstone as well, and more updates to Apex Legends and Final Fantasy VII. But today, we begin with two huge things. I'll explain the second one here in a minute. But the first thing is Twitch, and it has cut 35% of its employees. It's layoff time for them. This is brought to us by The Verge and by Polygon. So, what the CEO, Dan Clancy, did announce this morning, and what Bloomberg did report, is that the company is going to make some cuts. In fact, Clancy did some writing, quote, I regret having to share that we are taking the painful step to reduce our headcount by just over 500 people across Twitch. This will be a very hard day. Now, last March, they did about 400 layoffs because Amazon did cut about 18,000 people. And that included the chief product officer, Tim Vrelli, and the chief customer officer, Doug Scott, and the chief content officer, Laura Lee. Now, last month, the company did announce that it would cease operations in South Korea because it was extremely expensive to their network fees, and the service is set to shut down in the country on February 27th. Now, Clancy did note that Twitch paid out over $1 billion to streamers last year, while remarking that, quote, while the Twitch business remains strong for some time, now the organization has been sized based upon where we optimistically expect our business to be in 3 or more years, not where we're at today. So he's trying to be optimistic. That's the word I was trying to say. But Clancy also did say they'll be hosting a stream on Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific time, and that would address what these layoffs would mean for the larger Twitch streaming community. So 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interesting. So we shall indeed see what happens. But I'm bringing this up too, because according to ABC News, there was a judge that did halt some enforcement of the Ohio law that was limiting kids to use social media. Well, it wasn't just social media, but it also affects video games for the online game. Now, the Social Media Parental Notification Act was indeed part of an $86.1 billion state budget, and that was the bill that the Governor Mike DeWine did sign into law last July. The administration did push that measure to try to protect children's mental health. But the U.S. District Court Judge Alignan Marbelli did put a temporary restraining order because that case was brought up by NetChoice, and that's the trade group that represents TikTok, Snapchat, and Meta, along with some other major tech companies. And they were saying that the law unconstitutionally impeded free speech and is overboard and vague. So here is what the judge did say. Quote, foreclosing minors under 16 from accessing all content on websites that the act purports to cover, absent affirmative parental consent, is a breathtakingly blunt instrument for reducing social media harm to children. Now here, they're just talking about social media. But if I'm right here, it was also about some of the video games that is on, say, Meta, aka Facebook, and other things. Now, while our governor here in Ohio was not happy about that, there was some outrage about some Apex Legends and Final Fantasy VII coming together. But according to PC Games N, that didn't matter because people still played it. As a matter of fact, that event topped the Steam charts. As a matter of fact, they showed the top sellers, and Apex Legends hit number one, PUBG Battlegrounds hit number two, Steam Deck was number three, Counter-Strike 2 was number four, Lethal Company number five, and Baldur's Gate 3 was number six. Now granted, I think that was more in Europe, but still, it was still, Apex Legends was still at the top at the time of their writing, 4 hours ago. And they do get into like the pricing of the boxes and all that stuff, and it really costs some money to do that. But it still did better than anybody else on Steam. Part of that reason, though, maybe because of the prices being lowered. Well, PushSquare.com said that, and they're quoting Eurogamer. So basically, they're talking about the 1,000 Apex coins, which is around $10, and you would need to about $360 to get the full set of 36 trinkets, and those. Half of those packs drop by 90%. The first 15 item packs, when you buy them, will be charged 100 Apex coins. Once you own 16 or more items from the event, the cost goes back up to 1,000 Apex coins. So now you're looking to spend maybe $200, but not the $360. Yep, that still goes on. We do have an update too about Sea of Thieves going to PlayStation and other consoles. Because according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, there was another report about the Sea of Thieves. And Microsoft did confirm that they did consider bringing the game to PlayStation. But the maker was reportedly planning to bring the Rare multiplayer hit to basically rival the platforms early this year. Now, no one has been able to verify that Sea of Thieves will be on PlayStation 5 yet, because there's been no response from the company they did not want to talk to, Steven Totilio. So we shall see what happens there. But now we get to some other, maybe some good things here, because DualShockers did say that Helldivers 2 has a pre-order guide and maybe some other thing. So what could be in the standard edition in the $40 bundle? That'd be the base game with three exclusive skins, the TR-62 Knight, TR-7 Ambassador of the Brand, and TR-9 Cavalier of Democracy. Now the Super Citizen Edition, which is $60, once again base game, they'll have the DP-53 Saber of the Free armor set, Will of the People Cape, MP-98 Knight Weapon, Super Citizen Status, Stratagem Hero Ship Minigame, Steeled Versions Premium Warband. Wait, so what's in the Steel Veterans War Bond? Well, DualShockers did say it's an AR-23E Liberator explosive weapon, an SA-32 Dynamo armor set, a Super Person emote, an unannounced additional DLC. Here we go with the DLCs. So if you want the best value, that might be the best one to get. We're just going to pass by Hearthstone on Twitter or X for a minute, because all they said was, quote, "Get ready for something gargantuan coming soon. A worthy opponent appears. New mini set coming soon." There we go. PC Games N said that there might be a scam out there too. Be careful, because you may not want to buy a second-hand RTX 4090. You might be scammed if you do. So just be aware of the hardware. Make sure you get them from good sites like Newegg, or go to the stores that you trust. No outside sources. Now, Nintendo Everything. Hey, here we go. Listen up, Nintendo lovers. Damn Switch people. The Bullet Hell Collection, Volume 1, now has a physical release announcement. And Red Art Games said that they will be available in quarter 3 this year. Now, Volume 1 will have Project Starship, Void Gore, and Z-Warp in a single cartridge. Jets and Guns Complete Collection will have both games in the series. So, there you go. Oh, and IGN did say that Marvel Snap did get a $100 million funding. So, what happened was in November's second dinner, the maker of Marvel Snap did have to reassure some concerned players after the game ran into some publisher trouble, because ByteDance, made by TikTok, was going to wind down Nuverse gaming brand and then retreat from the video games section. And they were looking for some ways to sell off some launch titles, and that would include Marvel Snap. So, Second Dinner did secure $100 million. in a Series B funding that was led by Griffin Gaming Partners. So what that means is Marvel Snap can now run independently. Now, Second Dinner CCO Matt Webel did tell GamesBeat, quote, "We want to make smart, targeted bets that leverage our strengths and gives us space to build fresh, innovative games that we love and that we want to share with millions of players." So Marvel Snap's going to be around a while. Good. But PlayStation said, oh, what about us? According to PlayStation Lifestyle, old Jeff Grubb was still talking to Giant Bomb still. And while we know that Xbox Developer Direct is next Thursday, we now also know that Nintendo is planning an event in February. So Sony said, we're planning one for this year sometime. We don't know when. But we will let you know when. PlayStation, what are we going to do with you sometimes? Hey, but we love you guys. We love our fans. Yes, we do. We'll be back at this tomorrow. Words are hard. This has been a Dawn Forge production. I better get out of here. 2024. All rights are reserved. I need to go get some rest. No, I can't. Go play some games, people.